Track 10 and more news stories. Bear Grylls is to hold a fifth family festival. Adventurer Bear Grylls has announced he is to make a return to Powderham Castle next year for the fifth Gone Wild Devon. Following the success of this year's festival, which attracted 8,000 people, the popular Family Adventure Festival will be back in August 2025. Tickets are going on sale soon for the festival, which will take place from Thursday, August the 21st to Sunday, August the 24th, 2025. The festival, which is setting new benchmarks for family adventure experiences, crams 4 days of action-packed activities, rewilding and live music into the grounds of Powderham Castle. Families can get back to nature with more than 150 activities, from archery and axe throwing to spear making, tree climbing, raft building and abseiling. There is a wide range of experiences on offer. Co-founder Ollie Mason said the energy this year has been incredible. Over the 4 days of the festival, thousands of families have immersed themselves in our ultimate family adventure, unleashing their imaginations, building their confidence, and creating a love for the outdoor, all free from the draw of digital devices. It's been amazing, and we can't wait to do it all again next year. Where else can you dare and dad to eat bugs, learn survival skills, and go abseiling all in the same day? The aim is to give families the opportunity to spend time together, getting back to nature, challenging themselves with new experiences in a safe environment.
New venue for Garden Club's popular show. A Teignbridge Garden Club hosted its ever-popular summer show last weekend and in a new venue for the first time. Green-fingered growers from Bovey Tracy Garden Club were displaying a wealth of homegrown flowers, fruit and vegetables, as well as baked produce and preserves in the town's Methodist Church on Saturday. "It was our first time displaying in the hall," explained club chairman Julia Mooney. "In the past, we've always had a marquee in Parkview Meadow, but with cost of hire going up, we decided on the church hall, and everyone who attended seemed to have approved of the new venue." Bovey Tracy Town Mayor Councillor Sheila Brooke also attended the event and commented on the superb quality of more than 100 exhibits on display. And we have pictures of beautiful floral displays, prize-winning tomatoes, and first prize going to a Victoria sponge.
New exhibition at Heritage Museum. History buffs will be treated to a new art exhibition at Teen Heritage Centre, which will be holding its annual open day. Two galleries, the foyer and second floor, will give visitors a chance to learn about the history of the town and the Teen estuary from the days when it was an important port to Regency times and later when people came for healthy fresh air and to immerse themselves in the sea. Objects of particular interest are an Edwardian bathing machine, wreck items including two guns recovered from a 16th century wreck not far off Eastcliff Beach, and ironwork from Brunel's atmospheric South Devon Railway. There are several short videos about the area in both galleries and a World War I virtual reality experience about spotting German submarines. On display in the Teen Room are some paintings by local artists and prints from the museum collection which depict the beauty of the Teen estuary. The prints were an early form of postcard, a souvenir of local scenery drawn and engraved for visitors. The exhibition includes a print drawing by J.M.W. Turner showing the Teen estuary from Ringmore on the Sheldon side, where ships were built in the early 19th century. The art exhibition is the first part of a wider museum project, Sun, Sea and Shifting Sands, which focuses on the art, history and science of the coast and the impact of local weather. There will also be workshops for school children and artists later this year, culminating in an exhibition at Tag Gallery in Teignmouth, celebrating World Earth Day in April next year. The annual open day is on Saturday, September the 7th, and entry is free.
And a different museum story now. A retired teacher is still looking for a buyer for his beloved collection of restored classic cars. Frank Loft, now in his 70s, announced in May that he had taken the difficult decision to sell Moreton Hampstead Motor Museum, which he set up in 2012. So far, no buyer has been found. The museum, which is home to more than 150 classic cars and motorbikes, has been due to close to the public this month. Although there has been some interest, no sale has yet been confirmed. Due to the number of visitor inquiries, Frank has decided to delay the closure and continue opening as normal until the beginning of November. The museum will now welcome visitors up to Sunday, November the 3rd. Normal opening hours will apply. Frank said it is still hoped a new custodian will take on the venture. There are already some interested parties, and the decision will enable further time to see if any of these come to fruition. As previously announced, if a new custodian is not found, the collection will go to auction in early spring 2025. Frank is hoping that his prized collection will go to someone with a similar passion to take on the museum while he can enjoy his second retirement. The museum began after Frank sold his residential school in Dawlish in 2008, which was when he said his affliction for collecting cars began. He bought a property in Kingsdayton and filled it with vehicles, but as the collection grew, he moved into an additional barn before taking a leap of faith in 2012 and buying the old bus depot, which is now home to Moreton Hampstead Motor Museum. When it opened, there were 70 vehicles, but the museum expanded and the collection grew significantly. It is now home to more than 150 historic cars and motorbikes, and as well as the main collection, Frank has a range of artifacts and memorabilia, and there is a wonderful photograph. Unfortunately, I'm afraid I can't describe the cars. I don't know what they are, but they look amazing.
Adults celebrate GCSE success. While school students across Teignbridge were receiving their GCSE results, adult learners were also celebrating. Among them was Jasmine Barnes from Newton Abbott. She achieved grade 7 in English and grade 5, and her success means which she can now enrol on an Access to Healthcare Profession course at South Devon College. Long term, Jasmine plans to go on to university to study midwifery. Learn Devon, Devon County Council's adult education service, offers free GCSE English and Maths courses. In Newton Abbott, it operates from the Passmore Edwards Centre. Councillor Rufus Gilbert, Devon County Council's Cabinet Member for Economic Recovery and Skills, said, "Gaining a GCSE qualification is a fantastic achievement, and all the learners who have studied their GCSEs with Learn Devon should feel extremely proud. Many of them have managed to fit in their studies around family and work commitments, which is no mean feat."